Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode number 46 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. I hope everything's going great in your world. Hey, are you a teacher? If you are, have you been noticing that the students are kind of getting a bit on the itchy side to get out of the classroom and start being more active outdoors? If you're from the Midwest, you know, hey, the weather goes up and down all over the place. And as I've been watching the news, I've been noticing that's happening all over the country, too. Hey, stick in there and use something like this podcast to help you out in the classroom because it gives you some new ideas and something different to be doing in your classroom. Today's five tech tools are no different, and you may be able to expand out what you're doing and be able to engage the students in a way that you're going to be needing right about this time of the year. Today we're going to be talking about Twidla, Bubble.us, Skype, EconomicsGames.com, and Bounce. So let's get started. The first site that I'd like to talk about is called Twidla. That's spelled T-W-I-D-D-L-A, and you can find it at www.twidla.com. Twidla is a no-setup web-based meeting playground. It is literally a whiteboard for your computer. You can mark up websites, graphics, and photos. You could start brainstorming on a totally blank whiteboard on your computer. You can browse the web with your friends and make a conference call. I wasn't able to try any that particular feature, but it says that it can do it. I saw where it could do it, and I don't doubt it because the site is a really good quality site. The nice part about this site is there are no plugins, there's no downloads, and there's no firewall issues that you have to worry about. At least it didn't happen on my end, so I'm assuming that that probably is going to be most of it because we're locked down pretty tight where I happen to be. It's wonderful. You can use any browser. I didn't have any trouble going through it. If you want to see how it works, they have a sandbox that you can try it out in, or you can start a new meeting. I really, really enjoyed Twidla. I think you will too. Give it a try. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. The next site I'd like to talk about is called Bubble.us. That's spelled B-U-B-B-L.us, Bubble.us. You can make maps, mind maps. It is so simple to do. You go in, you click on the screen, you enter in whatever text you would like to have, and then you go out to another area of the white screen. You click on there. You're able to enter in some more text. You can link the two bubbles that you made with arrows that'll point back and forth, and you can create some great mind maps. This would be a great collaborative tool to be able to introduce to a school system and with your students to be able to get their thoughts, and they can branch out and see how one idea leads to another idea, leads to another idea, leads to another idea, and so forth. Like I said before, it's definitely not difficult to use. I was able to jump in and start using it right off the bat. Check out Bubble.us. I give Bubble.us 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. An old standby that I've never talked about is Skype, and you can go to www.skype.com and you can download Skype. Now, a lot of people have been using Skype. We use it in our school district all the time because we're an Office 365 environment and Skype Business just comes along with our package. However, I didn't realize the true value of Skype until we had some students who were needing to be separated from a classroom due to illness that they'd had. They were so far behind they needed specific help, or maybe they might have been a behavior problem in the classroom. We were able to put them with another teacher in another room, and the teacher in the regular classroom was able to use their webcam and be able to show their classroom and be able to Skype to where the other student happened to be. The students did not end up getting behind because they could still hear the lecture that the teacher was wanting the students to be a part of. It's a wonderful use for Skype. We've really found that it works great for our conference calls and for us keeping in touch with each other. And we don't always have to be driving every place to meet with each other. And those of you who are in a bigger district where you have many buildings know exactly what I'm talking about. You don't have road time, or as some people say, you don't have the windshield time that you need to worry about. I really have enjoyed Skype. It's growing and growing and getting better and better all the time. You might want to check it out if you haven't looked at it lately. I give Skype 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. When you go to economics-games.com, you're presented with a bunch of online classroom games that are specifically designed to teach economics. They're free. They're ready to play. You have nothing to install. You don't even need to register. You get to choose the game you want to run. You can enter the number of players, and pretty much that's it. Everybody kind of gets to take off on it, and they're able to learn about economics. One of the games is the impact of fixed costs and production capacities on prices and profit, and that lets you know, okay, this is definitely geared toward the economics-minded classroom. And there are 39 games and simulations available. You've got to check this out, because if you are a high school teacher, or even if you'd be a middle school teacher where economics would be taught, this would be something that all of you economics business teachers may want to be able to use in your classroom. It's just a no-nonsense way to learn about economics. I give economics-games.com 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. The last site that I'd like to talk about is called Bounce. You can find it at www.bounceapp.com. What's really interesting about this site, and I actually got excited with this because there are so many potentials, is that you can go to any website that you would like. You get the URL for the website. You come back to Bounce. You paste that website into the box that's available in Bounce. You click the grab screenshot, and in a matter of a moment or two, it takes a little while for it to process, your page will come up inside of Bounce. What's neat about this is that you are able to draw a box around any part of that page that you would like, and you can enter comments about what you see on that page. And you can do a ton of boxes on the page. Then you are able to get an address for it. You can email that address to anybody you'd like, and they can see what your comments are. Then they could go in, and then they would be able to do a bounce with that also, where they could put their thoughts on the page, and so on and so on and so on. You could see the power of this as a teacher if you have a website you would like the students to be able to look at, doing all kinds of fun things with websites. This was just a really, really cool site, and I really enjoyed it. And I do recommend Bounce for those of you who would like to have a certain amount of interactive collaboration in your classroom as far as websites are concerned. I give Bounce 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That wraps up another episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you would like to share any comments with me, or you'd just like to say hi, you can contact me at james.roberts@wdbqschools.org. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care, love life, and I'll see you on the next episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye.